It's still unclear when exactly the Highway 400 underpass at Innisfil Beach Road, IBR, will reopen following a crash that occurred Friday afternoon. Ontario's Ministry of Transportation, MTO, has confirmed to Innisfil today that repair work is still being arranged. However, a review is underway to determine if this stretch of IBR can be partially reopened while localized repairs are completed. South Simcoe Police are investigating after an excavator struck and damaged the bridge January 24. The incident has left IBR closed in both directions at the bridge, for what the MTO has deemed emergency roadwork. The bridge was struck by an oversized load, MTO spokesperson Tanya Blazina said. There are no further details as the vehicle did not remain on scene. The bridge was inspected by structural engineers following the incident. There is some localized concrete damage to three bridge girders. The road will remain closed until concrete repairs can be made to ensure the safety of all road users. This damage does not affect vehicles traveling on Highway 400, the MTO says. The area already has a lengthy recent history of construction work, as part of the ministry's plan to replace the 400 bridges at IBR and the nearby Barrie-Collingwood Railway Corridor, and reconstruct both the IBR interchange and the existing six-lane 400 mainline. Drainage and illumination improvements are also planned for the area. Construction on the overall project began in April 2022, though planning for it has stretched back decades. This entire reconstruction project, tendered at $83.2 million, is scheduled for a 2025 completion, MTO says. The MTO does not anticipate any delays to the completion of this project due to the required repairs, Blazina said. Travelers can visit 511 on.ca or find the at 511 Ontario social media accounts for updates on local roadwork and its implications on traffic. More details on the overall reconstruction project can be found at innisfil.ca.